Quarter to six, 55 degrees. We're closing out the work and school week. Jason Kahn's back with us. Third time you're with us this week, but tell you what, why don't you take the next couple of days off?
That'd be good.
Yeah.
I'd like it.
Now, this, sometimes in the summer you take Fridays off, but this isn't quite summer yet, I guess.
It's not, and I don't have as many Fridays off this summer as I normally do, so
okay.
I don't know quite what's going on there. But
yeah. And now you have to play catch-up for missing 4 days, right? So
I do.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I just voiced a two-minute newscast that's running on our AM-FM WOGO, our News Talk sports station, and I had to start over because initially I read the headline as Severe Heather Hits Western Wisconsin, and it's just kind of, you got to pronounce, you know, and the word I meant to say was weather, but...
Yeah, yeah. My Heather is not typically severe.
That's so good, that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a kick out of that anyhow.
Did you survive the storm okay?
Yeah. Thank you for asking. I did, you know, I was downtown at One Source Imaging at the time on Barstow Street with my coworker, Amy, and we kind of rode it out together. How about you?
Yeah, we had to file a claim on the van.
Wow.
Lots and lots of dents. Not as bad as some of our other friends had, but it was significant. So
many pictures of the hail. Now, what we were getting in downtown Eau Claire was more the pea or marble size. But what did you experience? Was that at your house?
Yeah, it was at our house. So my car was at work, and that passed just fine. But the Alex's car and our van both got pretty significant damage on them, and so it was substantial, and yeah, enough to file a claim.
Some of the pictures I saw, I heard of a cracked windshield of somebody who was at Walgreens off of Hastings Way. But then some of the pictures in Woodman's, too, and in Altoona, I mean, it was really large. And apparently they're saying here this morning the town of Lafayette had some of the more serious damage in Chippewa County. So,
yeah, our friend Hillary had posted a picture of hail that was 4 inches long.
Mm.
So is that softball size hail?
That's
substantial. Yeah.
I mean, you can understand the damage, you know, to vehicles and windshields and... Hmm.
Can you imagine being outside in that when that's going
no,
on?
No, that is... Ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah, coming out of the sky, you know?
Yeah, right.
Huh. I don't think we've ever talked much about hail before.
No.
Okay, well, can you make it to breakfast tomorrow?
I'm hoping to.
Okay, good.
Unless something weird comes up, hoping to be there.
I think two straight weeks we haven't been there, right?
Right.
And I've let our friend know there at Randy's restaurant, but tomorrow I can come for a while. I could come till 8 o'clock. So
okay,
all right,
that sounds good.
All right, very good. Let's close out the day and the week with Titus 1:7-9.
Okay, and that says, hold on, an elder is a manager of God's household, so he must live a blameless life. He must not be arrogant or quick tempered. He must not be a heavy drinker, violent or dishonest with money. Rather, he must enjoy having guests in his home, and he must love what is good. He must live wisely and be just. He must live a devout and disciplined life. He must have a strong belief in the trustworthy message he was taught. Then he will be able to encourage others with wholesome teaching and show those who oppose it where they are wrong.
All right, and in Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you tackle 7 and 8 and then 9. This way, potential leaders must not be arrogant, believing they live out their faith perfectly. Such haughtiness hurts others. They must not be hot-headed, violent, abusive, or addicted. They must not be greedy for gain. Church leaders should also be students of my word and spirit, able to instruct others in biblical truth and be capable of confronting those who are distorting scripture, yet to do so with a welcoming character, effectively balancing truth and love requires maturity. I like that. Let me repeat that last sentence. Effectively balancing truth and love requires maturity. Give me a final thought.
Yeah, for me, I think it's, you know, as we look at the people in the world around us, the people we consider our leaders, the people we consider as deeply influential, how are they showing up? Are they showing up as kind, humble, open? Are they showing up as hot-headed, greedy, putting other people down? And I think it's important for us to really think through why do we value the people who are violent, greedy, and hot-headed?
Very good. Thank you, friend. All right, there, our buddy Jason Kahn's on WWIB. And our promise of the day coming from 365promises.com and Barry Adams. Today he's going to go with Psalm 23, verse 6. My goodness and mercy will chase after you all your life. That's one of the... My wife's favorite, she loves Psalm 23, but that particular verse, my goodness and mercy will chase after you all your life. Thank you, Lord. His goodness, his mercy chasing after us. And a beautiful picture of the water running through the rocks on a river. Check that all out. And the devotion that goes with it at 365promises.com. Well, some good news and then, I don't know if I call it bad news, but... Headline
news.
Yeah, yeah. Headline, flying cars are going to go on sale in 2026.
That is coming soon. The future is now. Flying cars on sale in 2026. The other side of the coin?
It's going to be $1 million.
$1 million if you want a flying car. In 2026, a company called Klein Vision will release the Air Car, a groundbreaking flying car that transforms from a road vehicle to an aircraft in under 2 minutes.
Priced at around $1 million, the Air Car can drive at 124 miles per hour on the road. Wow.
And it can fly at 155 miles per hour for up to 620 miles.
Huh. Powered by a V6 engine and running on regular gas, it seats two adults and is about the size of a Mercedes S-Class.
I have no frame of reference for what that is because I've never been in a Mercedes, but... The vehicle has already completed extensive flight testing and is seeking certification from both European and U.S. aviation authorities.
Now, there's not going to be a ton of these in the air right away. It's really cool, but doesn't the FAA, don't we need to figure out everything in the air? Because that seems to be a little messy right now.
Indeed. However, next time you're stuck in traffic, just think, $1 million could get me out of this. WWIB, we are family. It's 7:48, 62 degrees. WIB Wake Up Show tradition here on a Friday morning is to get you caught up in everything you might have missed in the world of news, sports, politics, and pop culture. We call it headlines, and here we go.
A study confirms that 3 to 5 cups of coffee per day works like medicine.
I guess that explains the Starbucks $50 copay.
Exactly.
Bill Gates plans to give away more than $200 billion over 20 years.
And here I am celebrating when I find $5 in my winter coat pocket.
Right?
13% of dog owners say they never scoop up their dog's messes.
Which is why the city motto here in Eau Claire is, watch your step. A study shows 56% of teens text while driving.
The other 44% are doing TikTok videos.
Indeed.
Be careful out there. Researchers say the saying an apple a day keeps the doctor away is false.
Banana lobbyists are suspected of funding that study.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Other researchers figured out the exact number of hours you can be sedentary during the day before you increase your risk of developing cardiac problems. It's 10 hours.
Sounds like a study that would be funded by Netflix.
Right?
Finally, a review of major studies found that 1/3 of the things the studies said were good for you turned out to actually be bad for you.
Unfortunately, we still have to wait a few years before we know if this review on what's good and bad for you is either good or bad for you.
I'm confused.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Okay, we take right up to the final moment to edit the highlights from 5 days of programming. Here you go, in less than 2.5 minutes, the best of the week. There are 300,000 items in the average American home. 300,000. Liam and Olivia have done it again. For the sixth straight year, these two names have claimed the top spots for babies born in the U.S. according to the Social Security Administration's data.
Liam has been the most popular name for boys for 8 straight years.
Uh-huh. And Olivia has been the favorite for girls for 6 years.
Hanks Furniture and Carpeting in Thorpe, $100 to spend there. $100 gift certificate. If you can answer this, if you're typical, you'll spend about 3 days a year doing what?
The WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, and we, for 2 days now, have been telling you about this amazing prize. We want to give this away.
Now we start stacking clues. So the last clue, Havel, was think home. Think in and around the home. Think home. That was the first clue. We've got another one.
And this one is think waiting.
Hi, Brian from Oliva.
Hey, Brian.
So I'm thinking doing the laundry.
Doing the laundry. Is it doing the laundry, Brian from Oliva?
It's not.
It's not.
Brian, happy belated 60th birthday to you.
Hey, don't tell everybody.
Now everyone knows.
Jana from Medford.
All right, another caller from Medford. Love that. What do you think?
Baking bread.
baking bread. Oh, man, I can just smell it. I can smell it through the phone.
Oh, please. Please do it today.
Is it baking bread waiting on baking bread?
Ah, it's not.
It's not, but I'm not going to even buzz that because it just...
Put the hot butter on there.
Yeah,
oh,
brings
so good.
Memory of my mom's homemade strawberry jam. One more guess before we're going to have to try to figure out another clue, and I have no idea what that could be. 715. Now we are going to stack another clue on top of that. Go ahead, Havel.
Yeah, this third one is... Think waiting for someone.
This is Carrie from Eau Claire.
Carrie, go ahead.
I'm going to guess waiting for the cable company to arrive.
Okay, like cable, repair or installation.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah, like when they give you that 3-hour window and you're not sure exactly when they're going
to
arrive.
Yeah, 10 to 2, and you end up using 3 days out of your year waiting for that. Carrie? You're absolutely correct.
Way to go, Carrie. It is apple pie day today. I'm not kidding you. It is. Researchers say the first known printed apple pie recipe came from England in the late 1300s.
We have too much stuff is the headline here. The average size of the American home has nearly tripled over the past 60 years.
And we left out Don Gorski's Big Mac streak. Congratulations to him. 53 years. Amazing.
Wow. It really is incredible. A lot always gets packed into a week's worth of shows of the Wake Up Show, and Havel condensed it all to under 2.5 minutes with the best of the week.